Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABUM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. A small business owner, it is challenging sometimes for me to figure out the best way to bring on people as part of my business team when I'm not hiring employees. I'm looking for independent contractors who can play a role in the work that I need to have done. Now, at some point, and hopefully in the near future, I will be in a position where bringing people on as employees would make the most sense and would be the really for my team and for me the more logical position to be in. I would love to be able to offer my team of employees some type of health insurance. I myself would love some type of health insurance, right? But as I'm working with the small cadre of people who constitute my team at the moment, I know that there are a number of roles that each one of us plays that are defined and very unique. And I realize that sometimes it is challenging for me to feel like I can dictate roles and responsibilities and results and requirements in a way that's not only legally correct, but ethically and financially and emotionally, that it feels right because the people with whom I work are wonderful and they are geniuses in their own right doing the jobs that are part of a project. So let's say I get a request from a client to have a conversation about what they have at the moment and what they want to achieve. We bring the team together. We see what kind of offer, what kind of proposal do we want to build for this potential client. Everybody sees the part that they imagine they will be playing. Then they dictate, this is what I'll contribute. This is the fee that I'm going to be asking. Okay, I can work with that part. The part that makes me a little bit uneasy is when I'm trying to not give the roles and responsibilities and results expected and requirements to someone, is how do I enforce that? How do I enforce that? Other than just saying, well, you know, I won't give you any more contracts. Sometimes I would like to have a conversation with one of the team to go, this is working really well. This doesn't seem to be working as well. What was challenging there? How can we reframe what I ask you to do so that it can be better the next time? And I have had some problems with this, and I'm here to share with you that I indeed would love for it to be different and better, because I want every person who's part of the team to not only be there as the contractor and the freelancer that they may want to be, living their laptop life or whatever. I want to be providing some of the energy and excitement that motivates them to be part of ABUM Digital Creations. I want to know if it bothers them to get something wrong. I want to know how they evaluate for themselves success. And I'm really, really excited to find out how they want to work. What is their ideal work environment? And how can we all pull together to have what everybody's hoping to achieve? I believe that it's very easy to say your role is going to be copywriting, or your role is going to be funnel design, or your role is going to be email marketing. The responsibilities can be laid out in a way that I can design a contract and I can go, here are your responsibilities. They're the essential tasks that are involved in performing the role that you've been hired to take on. Okay? It doesn't necessarily have to be in any kind of an order or anything. It's just to keep a list, a concise overview of what is that task associated with the role. The results are where it starts getting to be a little bit murky. They're expected accomplishments. Well, frequently, those expected accomplishments are related to work that other people are doing. So when I bring on a team that's working on a digital marketing campaign, and I've got team members that are waiting on something to be done by another team member before they can accomplish what they are supposed to be doing, where does the onus of responsibility for that result fall? Who needs to be hearing back from me? How do I not only work with my team to reframe the progress and reset calendars, how do I reach out to the clients? When someone absolutely is failing to produce, that's the onus of responsibility is on me, the business owner and the one who set up the contract to sort out with my client. Now, there have been times when I do not even know what the heck happened to that person whom I paid, who's gone, who's not producing what needed to be done by the rest of the team. And it's been very problematic for the team, but I don't know a very effective way other than just communicating with that client to go, well, we're in the midst of doing this for you, and I want it to work, and it will work, and you've paid us for this, and it shall work. But my gosh, we've had an issue with one of the team members, and I'm having to replace her or him. Oh, how horribly uncomfortable is that? The failure to communicate, that communication chain is the most important when we're looking at the results, expectations that go with anybody's job in a team that's really working together to achieve a common goal. So the expected results can have many different ways to be described and explained. So I think when you're working with your contractors, your freelancers, or even your employees, and you're talking about results that you expect, it is really important to frame out all the different ways that result that you, the owner or employer, have of your employees, that there is a clear pathway shown that this is the result that's expected. And if something is breaking down between A and B, and you need that to be an unbroken chain in order to get to that result, there's got to be some mitigation plan in place. Now, the requirements for getting something done are really sometimes the easier part for me. You know, to achieve success in a digital marketing campaign, one of the requirements we would have from a prospective client before we've set out a contract and signed the dotted line is that there's a clear understanding that if they are not paying my company for copywriting or producing graphics and photos, they will provide these items that we are, you know, that's a requirement before we can be held to our calendar and our part of the contract. So though the job description is never all-inclusive and there are certain activities and duties or responsibilities that could be required that weren't even being thought of when a group was called together to work on a project, those components are really critical to provide feedback. When you're working with someone, you need to be able to let them know what's wonderful and what they're doing that's great, where you felt that things could be improved, but in addition to how you felt they could be improved. It's really important. If you have found a great group and you want to keep them and you want them to be working with you, you need to be able to get feedback from them in some sort of logical and organized fashion. So using this the role, responsibility, results, requirements framework can give you, the business owner, and those whom you've hired a framework for providing that dialogue and feedback. So it's not perfect, and it is something that you're going to have to refine and work on over and over and over again. But understanding the job, that's what you need in order to provide any feedback or to have any kind of foundation of accountability. This was the expectation. This is what happened. This is how I feel about it. I mean, everybody needs to be able to have that framework in order to carry on that dialogue and have that communication that is so important to having an effective team.